Next question is, can you please speak a bit about karma and volition? For instance, if an unwholesome thought such as anger or fear arises or wants to rise of its own accord in the mind, does one get unwholesome karma? Or is the bad karma produced only through the grasping or rejection of it? Or is bad karma produced only if action is taken? Or are different kinds of karma produced for thought versus action? Okay. So there, on a certain level, some of it, this is answered with what Ajahn Khrundamul said as well. One is actually to make a distinction between karma and vipaka. Karma is the action, vipaka is the result. And the word karma, all that karma is the verb to do. So it's just a very simple verb. And so action, bodily action, verbal action, mental action. And then volition plays a very important role. And the word in Pali is jetana. And the Buddha is very explicit in saying that jetana is karma. Volition in English is maybe not quite the same, but it. Well, volition is probably the best word. Intention is not really a good word. Because it's sort of like the volition is probably the best word in a sense, because volition implies a kind of a movement towards, an impulsion towards something. So then that it's that impulsion towards a particular action of body, speech, or mind results in vipaka, that brings about a result. So that and the unwholesome thoughts, they have their own they have their own result, in the sense that the more one thinks of something or thinks in a particular way, that pattern starts to get set, or it starts to gain momentum, so that there's a certain momentum arises. And then, of course, a familiarity of thinking in a particular way easily leads to actions of body or speech, so that it's easy to say or do something unkindly if one is constantly thinking thoughts of aversion and ill will. It's not complicated. It's not strange that would be the result. So the results of action will have a they have their own the potency, so that acting on something out of a minor irritation is very different than acting on something out of kind of a murderous rage. It has a different. It affects the mind differently. It's a different volition. It's a different different quality. So an act of extreme kindness or selflessness has tremendous results. It's quite natural. So that the more say on both sides, and that's something usually when we say karma, it's oftentimes associated with as if it's bad karma, but karma is a neutral term, and there's lots of good karma that we can be doing, like taking 10-day retreats. That's really good karma.